Life Audio.
Thank you for joining us for Sound Reasoning with Christian apologist and minister Perseus Poku of Sound Reasoning Ministries. It's our prayer that today's program will educate, train, and empower you to defend your Christian faith with confidence. Perseus has his bachelor's in history and a master's degree in apologetics. We hope you enjoy this time of equipping so that you can answer questions to defend your Christian faith effectively. Now here's Perseus Poku on Sound Reasoning.
Welcome to Sound Reasoning. I'm your host, Perseus Poku. On today's episode, we're continuing our series on how to give away your faith. How to give away your faith. And after a word from our sponsors, we'll get started on the topic today.
Hello, folks. My name is Derek Greer, and I'm reaching out to fellow pastors and church leaders just like you to join me and other Christian leaders and organizations throughout the nation as we come together on June 8th and 9th for National Unity Weekend. Together, we will show the love of Jesus as we serve our communities on Saturday, June 8th, and then preach from a shared text on Sunday, June 9th. To register, go to unityweekend.com. That's unityweekend.com to join us as we unite the church and unite the nation.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
And of course, that comes under the category of evangelism, whereby we share the good news of Jesus Christ to others. And that is our primary goal, is to evangelize. And once they accept Christ, we need to make sure that they are connected to a Bible-teaching church. So it's very important as Christians that we take our goal, our mandate, seriously. It has to become primary in our lives. And so we wanted to use the acronym STUDENT. And if you miss the previous episodes, please just go online to our website, srministries.org, srministries.org, and you can take advantage of the previous podcast on this series. And we said that S is for studious, to study, to show yourself approved unto God, a workman who need not blush with embarrassment, but properly and rightly dividing the word of truth or the word of God. And so S was for studious, T is for truth. And we talked about how truth, if we talk about the nature of truth, truth has no expiration date. Because truth comes out of the nature of God, essentially God is truth, it has no expiration date. Truth is eternal. God is Alpha and Omega. He's beginning and end. He has no beginning in terms of not being in existence. So God is eternal, and he's true, and his words are eternal and true because the author, the composer, God is truth. And truth, as I say, not only does it have no expiration date, truth is defined as telling something like it is or that which corresponds to its object. Truth is telling something like it is or that which corresponds to its object. And then truth also is not created. Truth is discovered. God created truth, but humanity discovers truth. Einstein could never say that he created the theory of relativity. He could only say that he discovered the truth, the theory of relativity, because God deposited those truths here before Einstein was even born. So if anybody, if any scientist, if any expert is going to come up with a cure, that cure is not created or is not discovered out of vacuum. It was created by God. If there's a serum that's going to cure something, the researcher has to discover the ingredients that's already been deposited here by God for he or she to come up with the serum or to come up with the cure. If you look at the periodic table, the periodic table was not created by man. It was discovered by man. God put those elements here for us that we may glorify him. And by using the ingenuity that God gave us, they're able to construct and to create different things to help us in terms of our physicality and in terms of coping with this world. So be studious. Learn about the truth if we're going to give away our faith. And then the U stands for unique, the uniqueness of Christ. And we argue that Jesus is totally different than any other religious leader. Jesus is unique. Jesus is the Son of God. He's the monogenes. He's unique. He's first in rank of all creation. Jesus is equal to the Father. He's equal to the Holy Spirit. Jesus is not a lesser God. Jesus is divine. The term Son of God means after the order of God. And so we talked about the distinction of Jesus. And we also talked about how Jesus actually created humanity. Jesus, along with the Father, created everything. That includes other religious leaders. So we should never put Jesus on the same level as, let's say, Charles Taze Russell, or put him on the same level as Mary Baker Eddy, or put him on the same level as Confucius, or put him on the same level as Muhammad, put him on the same level as any other religious leader. Because Jesus, as the Son of God, Jesus as being divine, he created along with the Father humanity. He gives life. No one gave him life. Jesus is eternal, but Jesus does give life to others. So him being God, he cannot be lowered and put on the same pedestal as the creation that he and the Father and the Spirit created in the beginning. So we must make that distinction. So S for studious, T is for truth, U for unique. And we talked about last week the dunamis. The D stands for dunamis, the power of God. The power of God. And we have access as Christians. You and I have access to this wonderful power of God. And this is the type of power, this dunamis power, which raised up Jesus Christ. The same power that raised up Jesus Christ is accessible to us. But it's accessible to us not in a fanatic type of way, not in a superficial type of way, not in an impotent type of way. It's accessible to us for us to carry out the function that God has us to carry out. So as an example, the dunamis power can give us boldness. Yes, it can give us boldness. We can't say, because I'm an introvert, I can't witness. Because I'm not a public speaker, I can't witness. This dunamis power is what God uses to empower you. And if you read the scriptures, it's very evident that God can take people as they are with their inadequacies and through his power empower them to carry out their function. Moses responded to God with excuses. Lord, I'm not eloquent enough to go back to Egypt to tell Pharaoh to let your people go. And God responded, Moses, use your brother Aaron. Use what you have. And that's what God is telling us. For those of you that's listening to us, don't lower yourself. Don't sell yourself short. Don't say, I can't. Paul says you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Yes, you can share this good news. Yes, you can evangelize. Yes, you can talk about how good God is. You don't have to be an expert theologian. Share your testimony. Be willing to share the good news of Jesus Christ using your own uniqueness, your own idiosyncrasies. God has gifted you with your own testimony. Your testimony is not my testimony, and my testimony is not your testimony. But one thing we do have in common, we have access to dunamis power, D-U-N-A-M-I-S, dunamis. We all have access to this dunamis power, and when we plug into God, God is the one that infuses us and gives us boldness. When we read the book of Acts, we see how others were astounded at the apostles' ability to stand in the synagogues and preach Christ as though they've been through school, as though they've been scholars all their lives. But it was because they've been with Jesus Christ that they were able to stand up with boldness through the power of the Holy Spirit. And that same dunamis power is accessible to you and I today by the power of the Holy Spirit. And once we get to know Jesus, we do have access to God the Spirit, who helps us, who empowers us, and that power is called dunamis. So don't ever belittle yourself. All of us can give away our faith by being studious, by learning what the truth is, by telling others about the uniqueness of Jesus Christ. Reject pluralism, this whole ideology that we all serving the same God. That's pluralism, that's polytheism. We have to reject it. We're not serving the same God. We're not sharing the same gospel. If you read Galatians, the first chapter, Paul talks about how there's another gospel. So when people use the same terms, when people use the same names, when people say Jesus, it doesn't necessarily mean we're talking about the same Jesus. And Paul alludes to that in Galatians, the first chapter. He said there be some that preach another gospel, but it's really not another gospel. They're twisting and perverting the gospel and calling it the same thing. So we have to reject against teachings that's contrary to the word of God. So remember that God has given us that dunamis power. But this week we want to talk about the E in student stands for eternality. Let us take a break to recognize our sponsors and we'll be right back.
Hello, folks. My name is Derek Greer, and I'm reaching out to fellow pastors and church leaders just like you to join me and other Christian leaders and organizations throughout the nation as we come together on June 8th and 9th for National Unity Weekend. Together, we will show the love of Jesus as we serve our communities on Saturday, June 8th, and then preach from a shared text on Sunday, June 9th. To register, go to unityweekend.com. That's unityweekend.com to join us as we unite the church and unite the nation.
Eternality. So what am I talking about? I'm talking about the ability for creation, animated creation, to live, to subsist, to live beyond the physical. Live beyond the physical. And that's what we're talking about today. We're talking about beyond the physical, living beyond the physical world. All that we care about in today's society in many homes is what we can see and what we can touch and what we can hear, but living beyond the physical and rejecting this ideology or this thinking that's called scientism. Scientism is the belief that this world can only be explained through science. That's what some people think, that this world can only be explained through science. And that's not true. We have to reject scientism, this ideology that all there is to this life is nature and the natural world or the physical world. There are those in this world who argue against the reality of what I'm calling metaphysics. Now, metaphysics, when I say I'm calling it, I didn't create the term. The term metaphysics has been around for centuries. Philosophers have used this. And by the term metaphysics, we're talking about those things that exist beyond the physical world. Philosophers often relate metaphysics to the word being, beingness, being. By beingness, or the word being, we are referring to the type of nature something is or someone is essentially. Again, when we use that term being, we're referring to the type of nature or that something is or someone is essentially. We often use terms such as human beings or divine beings or angelic beings. Now, these titles basically infer that all beings are not the same. They have distinctions. God created different type of beings. So first, the divine being, as referring to God, who is infinite, eternal, and wholly other, as well as infinite, suggests, based on scripture, that no one created God. He owes his existence to no one other than himself. So God is eternal. God is infinite. So his distinction is wholly other. But then we look at creation, the things that God has created, and we see that there are also distinctions in the creation. God's animated creation are also fall under the category of beings. They have souls. You probably haven't thought about this before, but these distinctions have souls. We all always talk about human souls and human spirit, but have you ever considered that God created other type of beings that have souls as well? So I'm hoping this helps you to make sense of the world around you. So when we're giving away our faith, we have to let people know that there's more to this physical world. There's more to just the mansions that they live in. There's more to the, to life than just the cars that they drive. There's more to life than what they can see, hear, touch, smell. There's more to life. And God gives us a sneak preview into the other world. He gives us a snapshot of what exists beyond the physical. And so when we become Christians, we have the best of both worlds. We're dealing with the physical, which all humanity, all creation can see, all creation can touch, all creation can smell, all creation can hear. We all have that in common as human beings. But what is uncommon is to see this life in light of being saved in Jesus Christ. Only those who confess Christ as their Lord and Savior have this view of life, have this experiential type of relationship with the Maker, because not only are we living in the physical, we also living in the metaphysical, because God is in control of both realms. Let me unpack this. So God created three types of souls. God created the animal soul, what we call the animalistic soul. Then God created the vegetative soul. Animals, number one, animals have souls. The soul is the non-physical part of creation that excites the body. It animates the body. So, for example, if you see in a corpse, the only difference between the corpse and someone that's living is the soul is still in the living. But in the corpse or the dead body, soul has left the physical. And that's why the body is still there. That's how God created us. God created us as a perfect union between body and soul. And so when the soul leaves, the body is no longer animated. So God creates three types of soul: the animalistic, the vegetative, and the human soul. Did you know, when we talk about the vegetative, did you know that plants have souls? Plants have souls. It's interesting that those that deal with horticulture or those that are really engaged in plants, they would talk to the plants and they would testify how talking to these plants helps them to be more alive. Yes, plants do have souls, and we don't normally equate it with other type of creation like the animal and human, but plants do have souls. And so these souls, or the soul, makes the plant excited. And by excited, we mean make them alive, makes them animated. So there are three types of souls that God created: the animalistic, animals have soul, plants have soul. Then the third one, which you're familiar with, is human, human soul. So we, of course, as I said before, are a perfect blend of body and soul. That's how God created us. So when we are witnessing to people, yes, they can have life, but they can have abundant life. That's the key. They can have abundant life. There are a lot of people that are that just exist. But without Christ, you're just existing. With Christ, you not only are getting your physical needs met, but you're getting your spiritual needs met. It's through Christ that we are introduced to the concept of the metaphysics. The concept of the soul is a metaphysical concept. The soul exists not under the physical world, if we were to categorize it, but rather the metaphysical world. To live abundant life is to address man, not just in the physical, but in the metaphysical. So the physical realm can only address those things that deal with our five senses. And that's the point or the argument that this scientism try to make, is that they argue that everything can be explained through science. And if it can't be touched, if it can't be seen, if we can't hear it, if we can't taste it, then it doesn't exist. And that's totally false. Just because one discipline can't handle a category doesn't mean the other discipline is non-existent. So just because you can't answer this, that, or the other, it doesn't mean that this, that, or the other doesn't exist. So let me try to make a plain. So disciplines fulfill different functions. And so when we go to school, as an example, we have different subjects which explain different parts of life. We go to biology class to learn about the body. You may or may not even hear about astrology in the biology class. Same thing in astrology. It's a different discipline. When you're dealing with stars, when you're dealing with the universe, you may or may not talk about biology, the function of the bio of the human body. So we, even on a human level, have segregated different disciplines because we know in life there's more to life than just one discipline. This is why when we're going to class, they have multiple subjects. This is why when we go to college, every major has its own discipline. This is why we have all of these schools of the arts, school liberal arts, and school of math and school of science, because even on a human level, we've come to understand that there are different disciplines of life to help us make a sense of this life. It doesn't mean just because I don't learn about the human chromosomes in one class doesn't mean that knowledge doesn't exist. It does exist. And in the same way, when we're dealing with the metaphysical world, we can't be so biased that we reject that the metaphysical world exists. And I'm getting ready to unpack the metaphysical world. So in terms of sight, as an example, when we talk about sight, what the Bible does is the Bible uses human imagery to paint for us a spiritual dynamic. So Jesus would oftentimes use human illustrations to teach us heavenly concepts. So as an example, if we are to talk about sight, the ability to see with our physical eyes, Jesus himself put a twist on it. He says in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 1 through 10, "For we know if the earthly tent that we live in is destroyed," right? We learn as readers that this earthly tent, our bodies are not eternal. Our bodies eventually will be dissolved and we receive new bodies, glorified bodies. We have a building from God, an eternal house in heaven, not built by human hands. Meanwhile, we groan, longing to be clothed instead with our heavenly dwelling. Because when we are clothed, we will not be found naked. For while we are in this tent, we groan and are burdened. because we do not wish to be unclothed, but to be clothed instead with our heavenly dwelling, so that what is mortal may be swallowed up by life. Now, the one who has fashioned us for this very purpose is God, who has given us the Spirit as a deposit, guaranteeing what is to come. Therefore, we are always confident and know that as long as we are at home in the body, we are away from the Lord, for we live by faith and not by sight. So here, Jesus is talking about our reality as Christians. We live by faith and not by what you see all the time, not by your ability to see with your own eyes. There comes a time where we have to trust God. And that's what Jesus offers. There's a lot of people trying to live life on their own, only by what they see. And they have no concept of what faith is. And when we share the gospel, we open up a window for them to see. Well, our time has come to a close. We will continue this discussion, More Than God, on our next episode. But thank you all for listening. Thank you all for your support. We thank you for your prayers. And we encourage you to please become a financial supporter of Sound Reasoning Ministries. We have so many so much work to do for the kingdom building, and we need your financial support. God bless you.
Thanks for listening to Sound Reasoning with apologist and minister Perseus Poku from Sound Reasoning Ministries. It's our prayer that today's lesson has equipped you to share and defend your Christian faith with boldness. Sound Reasoning Ministries offers training in apologetics, biblical studies, and systematic theology. Join in on discussions on Facebook at Sound Reasoning Ministries. For more information about the ministry, to send an email, ask a question, or support the ministry, visit online at srministries.org. That's srministries.org. Listen again next week at this same time, and remember, Titus 1:9 says, "Hold firm to the trustworthy message as has been taught, so that you can encourage others by sound doctrine and refute those who oppose it." Sound Reasoning Ministries, srministries.org.
And as always, we would like to thank our friends at Life Audio for their partnership with us on this broadcast. If you go to lifeaudio.com, you'll find dozens of other Faith Center podcasts in their network. They've got shows about prayer, Bible study, parenting, and a lot more. Please.
It's a crazy world out there, moms and dads. I'm Catherine Seegers, host of Christian Parent Crazy World, the podcast that tackles tough topics to help you be a godly parent in an ungodly world. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com.